from Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel.
About every night lately, we start with our former president, current defendant, Donald Trump, but they take Wednesday off in court, and I thought it might be nice for a change to check in on another disturbed egomaniac, Kanye West, tonight, who is reportedly about to enter the world of film, specifically the world of pornographic film, with a new studio that is being called Yeezy Porn, which is, it's the next logical step after opening a pre-K through 12th grade Christian private school. You can't say he doesn't have range, right? A spokesperson for Yeezy said Khan has been kicking around this idea of launching an adult film studio for a while, but you know, Kanye doesn't jump into things impulsively. He likes to think them through. He likes to take them time. That's the kind of business genius he is. He said, you know what the internet could use? Some porn. And to make it even stranger, Kanye has been reportedly talking to Stormy Daniels' ex-husband, a producer named Mike Maz, to help shepherd the project. This is Mike Maz with, you can see, yes, he's seems like a solid CEO, right? Looks like the picture they use at the memorial after an adult dies on a skateboard. If you told me 5 years ago that Kanye West would be working with Stormy Daniels' ex-husband on a porn venture, I would have said, yeah, I believe that. That's doesn't make no sense. And not that these titans of industry need help from me, but if they're looking for new talent, we spotted a gentleman on an English morning show today who appears to have enormous potential.
Here's a question for you. Something that many men wish for Matt Barr being well endowed, has affected his entire life.
Matt has Britain's biggest penis, measuring over 12 inches when erect, which is more than double the average size.
Far from being a gift, though, Matt's large penis comes with some equally large challenges, and he joins us now to discuss some of those. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I feel like, I have to say, I feel like we might be doing morning TV wrong here. I mean, Good Morning America today had a story about a Christy Yamaguchi Olympic Barbie doll. We're falling behind. After months of back and forth, the Senate yesterday passed a $95 billion military aid package for our allies, Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. President Biden signed it into law today. It's interesting, not only does the bill send money and weapons, it also requires the Chinese company that owns TikTok to either sell it in a year or be banned nationwide, which is terrifying. I mean, without TikTok, where will I watch videos of wealthy teenagers crying in their cars? It's a lot of people are upset about this, but there are a lot of good reasons why the Chinese government shouldn't be in our pockets. So just for context, this is a partial list of some of the American apps and websites that are banned in China, okay? You can see Google, YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, Instagram, Pinterest, Signal, Vimeo, The Times, The Post, NBC, ChatGPT, DuckDuckGo. And lastly, this one's not based in the United States yet, but it's worth putting on the list. TikTok is banned in China. When a Chinese app is banned in China, there's probably a reason for it. We also learned today of a ban that will not be happening. The Biden administration has decided to let elementary schools keep serving chocolate milk. Can you imagine if Biden had banned TikTok and chocolate milk in the same week? There would have been a middle school January 6th. And then we have Donald Trump, who's been milking this gag order for every bit he can. The way he goes on and on, you'd think he was on trial for the gag order instead of for paying off a porn star. For those who haven't been following every minute of this like I have, he's waiting for a ruling from the judge on whether to fine and or hold him in contempt for repeatedly violating this gag order. Gaseous Clay has been blowing off a lot of steam online. Every post now is in all caps. He keeps his caps locked tighter than the door to Melania's bedroom. And I feel like he might be running out of material. This is all from last week. Witch hunt. election interference, witch hunt again, political witch hunt, election interference again, and a big red witch hunt. It's Smelvis is playing all the hits while Joe Biden is out on the road yucking it up.
Donald Trump still thinks windmills cause cancer. That's what he said. By the way, remember when he was trying to deal with COVID, he said, just inject a little bleach in your veins. He missed it, all went to his hair. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, yes. Yes, you should have, and you should keep saying that until November. You just got corn popped, Trump. I think Biden's disgust for Donald Trump might be what's keeping him alive. Might be the same for me, too. I don't know. But as was expected, Trump and Biden won their presidential primaries in Pennsylvania last night. It's a key battleground state. This has to be worrying for Trump. Nikki Haley, who dropped out a month ago, got more than 155,000 votes, all from Republican voters. Just to put that in perspective, Trump lost the state to Biden by 81,000 votes. And yet still, Teddy Roosevelt took a victory lap today, posted a poll, claimed he crushed Biden in Pennsylvania. Look at this graph. Somehow, 1 point is the difference between Shaquille O'Neal and Kevin Hart there. Also, Trump got about 200,000 fewer votes than Biden did in Pennsylvania last night. But Trump, he's got a plan to win. He's assembling a transition team to run the handoff if he gets reelected. And you know who he has spearheading that effort? Eric and Don Jr. The dream team. The dynamic dumbo will be in charge of. Trump has his two worst sons running the transition, and his daughter-in-law, Lara, Eric's wife, is co-chair of the RNC. She's planning, she says, to train 100,000 poll watchers to be inside watching people vote and physically handling ballots, which shouldn't be a problem at all.
We all know 2020 was not all on the up and up. People had a lot of unanswered questions. We can never repeat that. So in addition to these poll workers, we're going to have lawyers in all the major polling locations across the country. We have lawsuits in 81 states right now.
In 81 states? Wow, that's, I mean, that's not, you know, that's a lot of, not just Tennessee, 11-a-see, 12-a-see, West Dakota, South Virginia, Indiana, out-deanna, you name it, they're suing. Lara Trump is very concerned about voter fraud, and you can tell by looking at her lips, she doesn't go for anything fraudulent at all. Another very concerned citizen when it comes to voting is the MyPillow man, Mike Lindell. Mike has been talking a lot about this big case the Supreme Court was going to take up that would block the electronic voting machines from being used in the state of Arizona. Mike was sure that not only would the Supreme Court agree to hear the case, they would agree unanimously 9-0.
We're all talking about this. We're very excited. Lou, I've never been more optimistic than excited. It is so exciting. Here it is. Woo! Whoa! Wow. It's been a great week. This is our day. I've waited 3 years for this. This is big, everybody. This is what we've been waiting for. If I had any money left, I'd spend every dime. It's going to shock the world. Shock the world. This evidence tonight is going to be so explosive. It's going to be the biggest thing ever. It's the most explosive evidence ever. Ever. And this evidence is so huge and so shocking. This is huge. This is the biggest case ever. Look at this most explosive, shocking evidence the world has ever seen. Ever. The biggest one ever right here, the Supreme Court. Supreme Court, come on, protect our country. These Supreme Court justices are going to go, whoa, we got to save the country. Come on in. Everybody quick vote. Boom, 9-0. It'll have to be another 9-0 vote. This is 9-0. They're gonna have to vote 9-0. They're gonna take it up. It's gonna go boom, 9-0. Boom, 9-0. That will be the vote. It'll be a 9-0 vote. All of them, 9-0. They're gonna vote 9-0. I really believe it'd be a 9-0. This is it. We're at the finish line. They can't stop it this time, everybody. 9-0.
Oh, well, he was only 9 votes short. That's so disappointing. But you know what? He's not going quietly. He's still speaking. He took the podium at an event in Las Vegas for conservative sheriffs who weren't quite as interested in what he had to say as he'd hoped.
After, you know, for a year and a half of a...
Everybody in the back, Mike Lindell's up now. Go sit down and let's listen to him. Yeah, that cute girl over in the corner. Go sit down. Like I tell my grandkids, go sit down before I hurt you. All right. Come on, you guys, let's go sit down. Everybody sit down. Let's listen to Mike Lindell. Oh. I want to listen to him.
Oh, how embarrassing. It's like your mom coming to your birthday party at school and going, sing, sing to my baby. I mentioned on the show last week, Mike got married, and I was glad to see him move on from screaming about the machines to talking about me.
We learned last week from Donald Trump, of all people, that Mike Lindell got married. The guy who sells every product under the sun has a bridal registry on another website, but one of the gifts they register for is a trash can, so I bought that for him, even though I wasn't invited to the wedding. I thought it might be nice to send it.
Well, Brandon, check it out. Old Jimmy sent it, and actually, this is our, there it is, everybody, there it is. He's good for his word.
He really did send you the trash can. He really did.
Yep. Exactly
what
he said on TV.
That's right. Al, it's the least I can do for a man who's given me so much. I had a feeling Mike might like the trash can, but what I did not anticipate is that his sidekick, Brandon, might get jealous.
Wait, I didn't get a gift. I didn't get a gift.
Well, you didn't get married, did you, this last year?
34 years ago. But you know what? I got Jimmy a gift. I got Jimmy a gift. Yeah, we're about to send these to Jimmy. He was commenting on my... handkerchief.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Now, I'll try and get you Jimmy's address, and we got to send that to him.
Do you think he'll wear one?
Absolutely, I think he would, at least for a night or two, I think. You know, he's up for most anything.
Well, yeah, you know what, he's right, I am. And thank you, Brandon, for the pocket square. I love a fun accessory, and... And I'll be sending something special your way, too. Thanks, Brandog. What a weird relationship this has turned out to be. Why do I feel like both those guys are going to be living in my guest room at some point? My other buddy, a disgraced former Congressman George Santos, has withdrawn his bid to rerun for Congress. He wrote, "I have made the decision to hang it up here and stop perusing this race." I think he meant pursuing this race. Perusing is what you do for sweater vests on BananaRepublic.com, George. George claimed he was dropping out because he didn't want to split the ticket and hand the win to a Democrat. I'm sure it had nothing to do with the fact that the ousted congressman raised exactly $0 in the first quarter of his game. Fundraising is more of a challenge when you're America's most famous credit card thief. It really is. Santos ended his statement with the sentence, "It's only goodbye for now. I'll be back." Which, what is he, the Terminator? You didn't even make it through the one Terminator. Terminator. But anyway, goodbye to George, for now at least, and we will see you in a few months on The Golden Bachelor. Maybe George Santos needs to launch his own social media site. Donald Trump somehow made a lot of money from a company that makes none. Trump is reportedly set to receive a $1.2 billion bonus for his Truth Social stock. It's nice when good things happen to good people, isn't it? Honestly, how can this farting dementia patient be making $1 billion on a company that has $4 million total dollars in revenue? What kind of con artist Wall Street wizardry is this? Even though Truth Social is failing bigly, they are expanding. CEO and spokesclown Devin Nunes, you remember him, announced last week that Truth Social will soon begin streaming live TV to, quote, provide a permanent home for high-quality news and entertainment that face discrimination. And while you might not think much of their social media platform, Trump TV will be a formidable presence.
The mainstream media lies.
Everybody knows that Joe Biden won the election.
Climate change is real.
Vaccines work.
The radical left uses television to indoctrinate your children. Lesbian couples have infiltrated our laundry detergent commercials. There's never been a better time for Truth Social TV, the streaming platform for red-blooded heterosexual patriots whose pronouns are and Biden.
You know, it's like better than television.
With the most accurate weather reports in the business, powered by state-of-the-art Sharpie technology. They say the Earth is round. You know what else is round? That bisexual M&M. Our Hour News is hosted by real rejected Masked Singer contestants, Janine Pirro, Roseanne, Rudy Giuliani, and a sentient Confederate flag cooler.
Jesus was white.
Plus, we've got a 24-hour live Trump cam, so our one true president is never too far away.
Where's Hunter?
Truth Social TV. Available at gas pumps until we run out of money, which is now.
Never fight uphill with me, boys.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.